As we mentioned yesterday, Rashi understands Eilah HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael as referring to the Tochacha that he gives the Jewish people throughout Sefer Dvarim. This explanation of Rashi connects to how Chazal understood Moshe's reference to the many places in the first few psukim of Parshat Dvarim. To complete Pasuk Aleph, in addition to describing where they were as Ve'evar HaYarden Bamidbar Ba'arava, Moshe continues and says, Mulsuf, Bein Paran, Uvein Tofel, Vilavan, Vachatzerot, Vidizahav. Question is, why does he use all these descriptions to describe where he was? And also, what were these places, many of which we never heard before? Rashi quotes Chazal, who explain that these different ways of referring to where it was were hints to sins that the Jews had violated, had perpetrated in these different places. Let's focus on the last two words of Pasuk Aleph, Vidi Zahav. Rashi says this was a tochacha for the Egel, for the Chet Egel. The Egel, Zahav. Now obviously the question is, why is the place referred to this way as Vidi Zahav? Rashi explains that Moshe was explaining here that the Chet HaEgel happened because of the fact that the people had too much money. Vidai Zahav. Too much money. Shenemar v'kesef hirbeti lehem v'zahav asu labal. Here, quoting a pasuk which talks about how when people have too much money, they end up using it for the wrong things. The source of this is a Gemara in Brachot Daf Lamed Bet Amad Aleph, where Debei Rebbe Yana explains that Moshe was explaining, defending the Jewish people by claiming to God that it was the vast amounts of silver and gold that he blessed them with that caused them to sin. Interestingly, the Gemara continues, quotes Rav Hoshaya and Rabbi Yochanan, who each give a mashal to compare this to. Rav Hoshaya's mashal is to a person who has a thin cow, who he fattens up with a lot of hay and healthy food, and then the cow, when it's strong, rebels and kicks the owner. The nimshal being that God gave them so much standing, they felt so confident with themselves, they ended up not feeling the need to rely on God. And of course, it's sometimes money that makes people feel self-dependent and lack an appreciation for their dependency on God. Rabbi Yochanan takes this a step further. He gives a mashal to someone who had a son, and he bathes the son and feeds and gives to drink to the son and gives him a pouch of money and then places him in proximity to a petach shel zonot, to a home of prostitutes. Ma'yase oto aben shelo yechta. What can that son do to avoid sin? The depths of what Rav Yochanan is saying is that giving people too much money ends up causing them to look for the wrong things to spend it on. I think this concept of the Hoshivu al Petach Shel Zonot is something we need to think about in our day as well, where people, unfortunately, even if they're far from such places, have access to it, often through cell phones, which are a wonderful mode of communication, to make sure that the resources we give ourselves, we give our children, are directed to the right place and are not setting them up to find themselves in situations that lead them to sin. Let's learn the lesson of Adi Zahav to make sure to keep things within limits and keep things directed and focused in the right places.